Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Ernie. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random.
Okay, sure.
Ah, thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, in what year were you born? I'm sorry. What's the year?
1990.
Okay. Now, are you registered to vote or, like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you so much. Now, are you a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Now, what is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, or less Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Asian.
Asian? Okay, thank you. Now, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The first one, the future or the country?
Oh, sorry, what were the two selections?
In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The first one will be the future of the country.
A little negative.
Negative, okay. And the next one, your own future.
Positive.
Positive, okay. And the last one, the future of the planet.
Negative.
Negative, okay, thank you. Now, how much power do you feel that young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community.
4.
A 4, thank you. Now, on the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? The first one, national security, immigration, education, crime, climate change, healthcare, gun violence, student loans, mental health, abortion access, racism and discrimination, economic and cost of living.
And I just select one?
3.
Mental health, abortion access, and education.
Education, you said abortion, right?
Yeah, abortion, mental health, and education.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? The first one, caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, improvement or maintaining physical health, economic security and financial independence, work-life balance, contributing to positive change in your community, hobbies and free time activities, advancing in your career, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, improvement or maintaining mental health or your education?
I would say economic security, advancing career, and then taking care of children.
Taking care of children? Okay, give me one second. Okay, here it goes. Having caring for children. Okay, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. The first one, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your spiritual beliefs, religious beliefs, your personality, your sexual orientation, your profession, being a woman, your hobbies or interests, being American, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, or being young.
I had it in that. Can you list the first couple
of them? Okay. I'm sorry. If I'm reading too fast, you can tell me and I'll slow down. I just don't want to take much of your time.
Fine.
I know your time is valuable, okay?
No. I had it, and then I on the topic of children, I was watching my son climb on my husband, and then I told him, I was like,
I'll read them back to you. Being a member of your racial ethnic group, your spiritual religious belief, your personality, your sexual orientation.
Personality,
okay. Your sexual orientation. Okay.
Your
profession, being a woman, your hobbies or interests, being American, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife or friend, or being young.
Profession and then relationships.
Okay, here it goes. Okay, now when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to 2 or the following. The first one, hope, pride, disappointment, sadness, happiness, exhaustion, dread, anger, and frustration.
Disappointment and exhaustion.
Okay.
But exhaustion? I don't know if that's from being a new parent or politics.
Okay. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? The first one, statement A, Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one? B, okay. Now, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. The first one, too many old white men in power. Number two, power-hungry politicians seeking control. Number three, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Number four, the two-party system. Number five, systematic racism. Number six, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Number seven, corporate money has too much influence. Number nine, division and gridlock between political parties. And the last one, none of the above.
Oh, there's a none of the above, but not all of the above?
No, they don't have that option, I'm sorry.
But we'll choose one and six.
One and six. Okay, one.
I was literally thinking it, and then you said it. I was like, there's too many old white men running this country.
So that's two. We need one more.
Oh, there one more. We'll say corporate influence.
Corporate. Okay, here we go. Okay. Now, how much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one, your state government.
The middle one.
Would that be a lot or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. The Supreme Court?
Well, not at all.
Not at all. Okay. The next one, your city government.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Congress.
Not at all.
Okay. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, or coalitions.
That one's very much so.
Okay. So would that be a lot or somewhat?
A lot.
Okay. President Biden.
Not at all.
Okay. Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, you will now hear some brief description of cases recently decided by the Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The first one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Does that make you very motivating, somewhat motivating, unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Unmotivated.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Does that make you very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all?
Unmotivated.
Thank you. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ rights, customers, and deny them services. Does that make you very motivating, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all?
What's the second one?
Somewhat
motivated?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the first one is very motivating, the next one is somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, and not at all.
Somewhat.
Okay, and the last one. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. So that makes you very motivated to you, somewhat?
Oh, very, very motivated. You don't have to read the others.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, how likely are you to participate in the following? The first one. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media. Does that make you very likely to participate? Somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives.
Somewhat likely.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Somewhat motivating. Somewhat
okay,
likely, sorry.
Attending a protest.
Somewhat likely.
Okay. Signing a petition.
Very likely.
Thank you. Voting in elections.
Very likely.
And the last one, boycotting a company.
Say that again?
Boycotting a company.
What do you know what that? I don't think I understand.
Okay, so boy, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Is it
boycotting a company? Oh yeah, boycotting.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in election, please think about the barriers that may have made it hard for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers that people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes how you may not have voted in a previous election? You may choose up to three. The first one, you didn't know how or when to vote or register. The next one, you did not have time to vote. Number three, the candidates didn't represent your values. Number four, your mailed-in ballot didn't arrive on time. Number five, you didn't know enough about the candidates. Number six, there was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Number seven, inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Number eight, you didn't think your vote will be counted properly. Number nine, voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Number 10, none of the above because you always vote. And the last one, none of the above because you face other obstacles.
Number 10, I always vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, this is the last part of the survey. Like I said, I know your time is very valuable. That's the reason why I try to read as fast as I can. Thank you so much for helping me out tonight, ma'am. Now,
I'm actually impressed with how quickly you read.
I'm serious. I try to memorize this because, you know, it's hard for us to keep people on the phone. But when we do, we have to, you know, just keep going. If not, then people get tired or bored and they just hang up. You know what I mean?
Don't worry, yeah. I'm in it. We're going to finish this thing.
Thank you so much. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The first one, we've seen hardworking people rise up in unions to win better wages and benefits against some of the greedy corporations like Starbucks or Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective powers so that working people can thrive. Does that make you gauge in a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Okay. The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package, which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color, whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take actions to make our community stronger and safer. Does that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
And the last one, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the state plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half for $0 for minimum wage earners, and ensures balance don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Does that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
A lot more. Okay, now, where are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose up to two. The first one, news or informational articles online, national TV news stations, local TV news stations, YouTube, podcast, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, international news outlet, Twitter, or other?
News and other.
News and other, okay. Let me see. So what kind of news, on TV or local news?
I guess just on TV.
TV?
It's complicated. I'm mostly on Reddit. I try to stay away from social media for my news.
So would that be local TV news or national?
I think it's probably more national.
National, okay. And you say other, and you say Reddit, right?
Yeah, Reddit.
Reddit, okay. Okay, now thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose up to two. Is it government politics, shows and movies, humor memes, health and beauty, self-care, news, current events, business, finance, science, technology, music, hobbies, tips, or hacks, sports, or other?
Self-care and business finance.
Business finance. Okay, here it goes. Okay, now what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's, so postgraduate.
Thank you. Now, do you consider yourself to be heterosexual, straight, lesbian, gay, or bisexual, or something else?
Heterosexual, straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, okay. Now, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Independent, okay. Now, do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither
one? Democratic.
Democratic, okay. Now, how will you describe your employment status right now? Are you working full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired?
Full-time.
Full-time, okay. Now, for whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able
Biden.
To vote? Biden, okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. I will go ahead and read them for you. Less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $84,999, $85,000 to $99,999, $100,000 to $249,000, or more than $250,000?
More than $250,000.
Thank you so much. And that was the last question of my survey. I really do appreciate your patience. I was trying to, you know, read them fast, so I won't take much of your time. I know I can hear your kids in the background, and I know how it is to have kids, and I love them so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And good luck with it. I know you're just trying to grab some information so you could do a little good in the world, too. So I appreciate it. Thank you for
Absolutely.
What you do.
Thank you for your patience. Enjoy your night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.